ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 23 द सन्स ऑफ सागरा मीट लॉर्ड कपिलदेव। तम त्वम अहम ज्ञानगानम स्वभावा प्रद्वस्ता मायगुणा वेरमहाई सनंदनंद्यायर मुनिबीर विभाव्याम कथाम विमुधा परिभावयामि त्वं तं त्वं अहं ज्ञानगणं स्वभावा प्रद्वस्तमया गुणभेदमोहयी सनंदनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुदा परिभावयामि तं त्वं अहं ज्ञानगणं स्वभावा प्रद्वस्तमया गुणभेदमोहयी सनंदनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुधा परिभावयामि तं त्वं अहं ज्ञानगणं स्वभावा प्रद्वस्तमया गुणभेदमोहयी सनंदनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुधा परिभावयामि तं त्वम् अहं ज्ञानगणं वा प्रद्वस्तमया गुणभेदमोहयी सनंदनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुदा परिभावयामि तं त्वम् अहं ज्ञानं स्वभावा प्रद्वस्तमाया गुणभेदमोहयी सनंदनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुदा परिभावयामि प्रद्वस्तमाया गुणभेदमोहयी सनंदनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुदा परिभावयामि प्रद्वस्तमाया गुणभेदमोहयी धनाध्याय मुनिभिर्विभाव्याम् कथं विमुदा परिभावयामि तं त्वम् अहं ज्ञानमहम् माया गुणभेदमोहयी sanatanadya virvivabhyam katam vimudha paribhavyami. Matajis. Tam tvam aham yanaganam subhava. Parvasta maya gunabera mohai. Sanandana dhyar munibhir vibhavyam. Tam vimudha paribhavyami. Tam, that personality. Tvam, unto you. Aham, I. Jnanaganam, your lordship who are concentrated knowledge. Svabhava, by spiritual nature. Pradvasta, free from contamination. Mayaguna, caused by the three modes of material nature. Veda Mohai, by exhibition of the bewilderment of differentiation. Sanandana Adyai, by such personalities as the four Kumaras. Say it together, please. Sanat Kumar, Sanaka, Sanandana, and Sanatana. Munibhi, by such great sages. Vibhavyam, worshipable. Katam, how? Vimudha, being fooled by the material nature. Paribhavyami, can I think of you? Translation. O my Lord, sages, freed from the influence of the three modes of material nature, sages such as the four Kumaras, Sanat, Sanaka, Sanandana, and Sanatana, are able to think of you who are concentrated knowledge. But how can an ignorant person like me think of you? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word svabhava refers to one's own spiritual nature or original constitutional position. When situated in this original position, the living entity is unaffected by the modes of material nature. Sagunan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate, Bhagavad Gita 14:26. As soon as one is freed from the influence of the three modes of material nature, he is situated on the Brahman platform. Vivid examples of personalities thus situated are the four Kumaras and Narada. Such authorities can, by nature, understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a conditioned soul, not freed from the influence of the material nature, is unable to realize the Supreme. In Bhagavad Gita 2:45, therefore Krishna advises Arjuna, Trigunya Visaya Veda, Nistrigunya Bhavarjuna. One must rise above the influence of the three modes of material nature. One who stays within the influence of the three modes of material nature is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tam tvam aham jnana ganam svabhava pragvasta maya guna beda mohai sanandanan dhyayar munibir vibhavyam katam vimudha paribhavyami. O my Lord, sages, freed from the influence of the three modes of material nature, sages such as the four Kumaras, Sanat, Sanaka, Sanandana, and Sanatana, are able to think of you who are concentrated knowledge. But how can an ignorant person like me think of you? Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the differentiation is given between great sages, such as Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandana, and Sanaka, the four Kumaras, and what Srimad Bhagavatam refers to as ignorant persons like me. We shouldn't think I'm one of the great sages. I've been a devotee for 3 years. I go on Sankirtan. I'm a great sage. Or I've been in the movement for 45 years and never left. Ate prasadam every day. I'm a sage. No, actually, Srimad Bhagavatam refers to us as ignorant persons like me. That's our category. We shouldn't be falsely proud that all of a sudden we're a sage. Just like in the old days when you became a Brahmin, or if you joined 2 weeks before someone else, you were a senior devotee. Consider. But actually, we're all ignorant persons. Because we're not 100% like the great sages on the transcendental platform. That means completely untouched by the modes of material nature. Pavitra apavitro va sarva vastam gatopi va. Bhrigupati Prabhu read yesterday. Whether purified or impurified, one who serves the lotus feet of the supreme Pundarikaksham becomes purified within and out. So therefore there's great hope that we can become, even within this lifetime, a great sage, a sadhu or a sadhvi, a great saintly person. But we shouldn't take it cheaply. That is called sahajya. Sometimes the Mayavadi class of men and ladies cheaply think that they're in the bhava or that they become very advanced. Actually, bhava is a very advanced stage of which one has to go through, according to Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, so many stages. In Nectar of Devotion, it's stated, first there is, how is that in Sanskrit? Adau shradata saru sangata bhajana kriya tato anartha nivritti syat tato nista ruchistata tato bhava tato premya bhudanchati. First, one has to ado shraddha. In the beginning, one has to have a little bit of faith that Krishna consciousness actually works. That if I chant Hare Krishna, attend the morning program, follow the regular principles, eat Krishna prasadam, I am making spiritual advancement gradually. Ado shraddha. Tato sadhu sangha. And therefore, I associate with sadhus and sadhvis. I don't associate with Mayavadis and Mayavadinis, foolish people who think that all is one, who become one with everything, and don't understand who is God, who are we, and what is our relationship. One doesn't associate with sensually minded people. But one associates with sadhus and sadhvis, who practically eat Krishna prasadam, chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds daily, minimum. Follow regular principles of freedom. Come to the temple for the morning program. Attend Srimad Bhagavatam class. Read Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. These are sadhus and sadvis. Someone who doesn't do these things is not a sadhu and a sadvi. No matter how much they think in their own minds that they're very elevated. What's that verse in Srimad Bhagavatam? Yene ravindaksha vimukta manina twayasta bhavad avasuda buddhaya aruya krichena parampadam tata parantiyado nadrita yusman angraya. We're getting very old. We can't even remember names of people. But Arjita is still youthful. He can give us the first three words. And then from there, somehow it clicks. Yene ravinda. People think in their mind, vimuktamanina, I am liberated. They say, we're liberated. We're the liberated yogis. Yene ravindaksha vamuktama twayasta babad avasudha buddhaya. Avasudha buddhi means polluted intelligence. If your intelligence is not centered on Lord Krishna, then your intelligence has to wander somewhere among the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. Aruya krichena parampadam tata. Parantiyado nadrita yusmad angraya. One has to have regard for the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada stated that there are three ways to meditate on Krishna. We can meditate deeply on Krishna's pastimes as given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can meditate on Krishna's instructions as given in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Or we can meditate on Krishna's service. For us neophytes, the easiest way is to meditate on Krishna's service. And to think of that service in such a way that it is our life and soul. That if we can't perform our particular service, then we're in trouble. Then we have a serious problem. This material world, the modes of material nature, they're constantly changing. One day you're rich, one day you're poor. One day you're free as a bird in the mountains, the next day you're in the Los Angeles County Jail. The modes of nature are endlessly mutable. One day you're happy and handsome and pretty, and the next day you're upset and wrinkling and getting old. So, this world and the modes of material nature are constantly changing. They do not remain steadfast. But Krishna's devotional service, that remains steadfast. Therefore, we have to be very much attached to our service. Just like they say in the material world, I think it's for a mailman, come rain or snow or sleet or hurricane or volcano, whatever, earthquake, the USPS delivers their mail. And we see practically, they come and put the mail in the box every day, no matter what's happening. Might not be till 5 o'clock in the evening, but they come every day. So devotee is like that postal peon, Srila Prabhupada said. Prabhupada called it postal peon. I don't even really understand exactly what that means, but that's what Prabhupada said. It means a very sincere little worker. That is us in devotional service. We have our service. Modes of material nature are going to change. One day we're feeling healthy and strong, and the next day, for one reason or other, we're gasping for breath. Still, if possible, we perform our service. We stay attached to service. We have to push on this Krishna consciousness movement, no matter what. You have to do your deity worship. The cooks have to cook. The deity cooks have to perform their offerings. Krishna needs those things. If you broke your leg, get crutches and go to the kitchen. If you're on Sankirtan, you're not feeling well, we've heard a million stories from Bhrigupati Prabhu, go out, Krishna will bless you. Don't worry about it. And blessing may be sell a lot of books. Blessing may be sell no books. You're out there doing your service, not attached to the results. You can't sing anymore? Hum along. Move your lips and lip sync the Maha Mantra. You have what do you call swollen glands or what do they call that when you can't speak? Yeah, laryngitis. Lip sync for Krishna. Devotees, Srila Prabhupada showed us personally. Even up to the last minute he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Devotees were holding the dictaphone. Srila Prabhupada was in the last stages of dropsy. Kidney and liver failure externally. And he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam while lying in the bed, externally weighing perhaps 70 pounds, 30 kilos. Can you imagine? Anyone who saw or seen the video. But he was still performing his service. And 2 months previously, we personally, Srila Prabhupada was not walking. He couldn't even give a full lecture because of his health. And Prabhupada said, I want to strengthen my devotees. Let's go to England and America one more time. September of 1977. And he went. Of course, he never made it back to America. But he went to London for many days for Jamashtami and Vyasa Puja. And he didn't speak. But Prabhupada sat in the temple room. They carried him down from his room in the manor. And Prabhupada sat while the devotees chanted kirtan around him. So by this example, Srila Prabhupada taught us, what does it mean to go beyond the modes of material nature? You can't just think, I'm beyond the modes of material nature. If you get up in the morning and you can't chant Hare Krishna, what did Prabhupada say? The woman is telling the husband, chant, 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 and he says, can't, can't, can't. Or vice versa. You can't do your service. That means you're being influenced. We're being influenced by the modes of material nature. I don't feel like doing my service today. I feel like going to the park and looking at the ducks or the swans. They have a park if you ever by the beach. Duck Park. I used to take my children before they were doing their service. That's in the modes of material nature. Not the modes of material nature means I'm serving my spiritual master, I'm serving Krishna. Prabhupada explains, just like when you plug a lamp or any electrical item into the wall and you get electricity, so we become Krishna-ized. We become purified by engaging in that service. We're not saying these things just to get everyone to work or to get ourselves to work. That will go on within you and without you. But this is actually our philosophy. That one has to be so absorbed in service to the spiritual master that there's no drama. Not the modes of material nature. I do my seva as prescribed by my spiritual master, temple authorities, Lord Krishna, no matter what, just like the postman. So when we engage in this way, we actually become Krishna-ized and purified. Even we still have some conditioning, or we're still in the modes of material nature to some extent, even in our service. Gradually, gradually, throughout our life, that will be purified. That is the process. So therefore, devotees engage seriously and sincerely in their devotional service. And therefore, you are a devotee because you're engaging in service. If you have no service and you're chanting, that's a particular type of devotee. But first-class devotee means engaging in the service of the spiritual master, spreading the Sankirtan mission, spreading the ISKCON movement, somehow or other, under the authority of the ISKCON authorities, and ultimately Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. So therefore, this is our real business for advancing. We chant very seriously and sincerely. We follow the regular principles of freedom seriously and sincerely. We attend the morning program. We eat Krishna prasadam. We associate with devotees only. Only reason for associating with non-devotees is for giving them Krishna consciousness. We take no instruction from the Mayavadi class of men and women. This is our real business. A few weeks ago, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, most people don't know this, but for the past 30 years, under Suvas Prabhu's guidance, and he has attended many, many of the shows, Archita, myself, others, I think Naikatma also, Jyotikarma Prabhu also. We have been going to the trade shows of booksellers to introduce Srila Prabhupada's books. To the Book Expo America, to the American Academy of Religion, and to the different American Library Association shows, the American College Research Libraries, and American Library Show itself, and International New Age Trade Show. Don't even ask about that. We don't go anymore to the New Age Trade Show. A few too many stars and what do you call those, bubbles, and they did buy a few books, but not many. So you'll be happy to know that the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust especially in North America, I don't know they do any trade shows anywhere else, is presenting Srila Prabhupada's books in toto, all of Srila Prabhupada's books, to scholars, religionists, librarians, New Agers, professors, and persons from all over the country, in America, in Canada. So a week and a half ago, we were in San Francisco at the center there, the convention center, Moscone. And we had one nice booth with all of Srila Prabhupada's books. And the young devotees here, led by Bhaktivatsala Prabhu, cooked and, or Sri Sachi cooked, I think 400 pieces of burfi. I never thanked you enough that the show started Friday night from 6 to 8. Half of the burfi was gone by 8 o'clock Friday night. The other half was gone by 11 on Saturday morning. The show went till Monday. We were shocked. There were 22,000 librarians, little old ladies who go to Kmart. It was not a trade show of, high Fifth Avenue salespersons or professors. It was the libraries and their husbands, wives, children, chaos. But to our great surprise, and you'll be happy to know, people were coming up and saying, "Is this prasad?" Literally, old ladies, "Is it prasadam?" And we'd say, "Yeah, it's been offered to Rukmini Dwarkadish in the Los Angeles New Dwarka Temple." And they'd say, "Okay." One little old lady came up from Iowa. And she said, "Is this burfi?" I said, "No, it's actually laddu." And I said, "How do you know burfi?" She was American, completely American. She said, "Me and my husband belong in Iowa to the Kerala Institute, Kerala Family Institute of Western Iowa." I said, "Oh, your husband's from Kerala?" She said, "No, he's from Cincinnati." "How did you get in?" She said, "We love the culture, the food, the dress. My husband has a dhoti and a kurta." She knew all these things. So we gave her some books and told her about chanting. Very happy. We were astonished because when looking out at the crowd passing by so fast, we were thinking, these people are all, what do they call that, Mart? Not Kmart, the other one? Walmart shoppers. I was ready to announce there's a blue light sale at this booth. And somehow or other, most of the booths, because it's a library show, were literally taking books off the counter. We had Bhagavad Gita, all of our cookbooks, all of our CDs and DVDs and a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. And people were walking up and grabbing and trying to walk away with the books. And we had to tell some people, "We'll give you a little book. Here's a pamphlet." When we ran out of the prasadam, by Krishna's grace on Saturday, nobody took the booth next to us. It was totally empty. And it was a corner booth, which cost about $4,000. Our booth cost about $2,800. So Lokapavana Prabhu set up the next booth. Luckily, we had brought 700 posters of Lord Krishna from the BBT. And he started handing out posters. To our amazement, people were coming, "I don't want middle-aged Krishna. I want baby Krishna." The true story. You could ask Satya Narayan and Mother Mikano and one day Lokabhavana. And people took 750 posters. These Walmart choppers took 750 Krishna posters by Sunday morning. Sunday morning, we were out of all freebies except catalogs and little books. So Loka set up his booth and performed Peruvian yoga of some sort to attract people only. Don't even ask. But many people came to watch the yoga presentation on Sunday before noon. And they took little books. We even gave some people, and we sold Srimad Bhagavatam volumes, and ultimately dozens of Srila Prabhupada's books, and took orders for the libraries, few. So we never know how much people will be interested in Krishna consciousness. Just like our BBT now, you'll be happy to know, because of the policy of the BBT, there are 60 to 80 little, maybe you can call them preaching centers, but congregational members all around the country, in California, who are buying books for distribution and donating thousands of dollars on a monthly basis. Some of them as big or bigger than temples in our movement. So our mission, no matter what, you're sick, you're tired, you're lonely, your feet hurt, somehow or other, yena kena prakarena, push on the Krishna consciousness movement, and gradually we will become purified from the modes of material nature and make advancement towards our becoming sadhus and sadvis. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Veda's wife, Yamuna, wanted to let everybody know that today's Veda's birthday. He's 65 years old. Hare Krishna, Veda.
Can't say.